on the ballot.
Trent, you wanna, I know you just said a prayer, but do you wanna do the invocation again?
I can do it.
Okay.
Let's pray. Father, we're thankful once again for today, the time we're together to think about, put our minds together about how to better our school district and for our staff and students and their families. And just thank you for the opportunity that we have to be here. Lead us and guide us tonight. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, everybody, we have to have an open meeting.
I don't see anyone, no more.
Public meeting for the Texas Academic Performance Report.
Okay, so we hold officially a public meeting to discuss the Texas Academic Performance Report, most commonly known as TAPER. I'm just going to go over a few of the highlights. I have the entire report down here for anyone that would like to see it. You can look through it, but I'm going to go through some of just the basics of it. Then if there's anything you have questions on or want to discuss further, we certainly can. So kind of the key components of the TAPER, they're going to look at student performance data, which you guys are going to know as EOC, STAR exams. Then they're going to look at certain student groups, how they performed, and they track those each year. Then they look at district and campus staffing information, how many staff per students do we have, and then they look at teacher certification, they look at your years of experience. They will also look at demographics, student enrollment counts, attendance, ethnicity, all of those things. TAPER accesses what it's called the AEIS information, which is the Academic Excellence Indicator System of Texas. That's commonly known as PEAMS. We also have PEAMS that falls in there, and they'll access data or pull data from that together and make these reports. For us, as we kind of get to the meat of it, ours, we were blessed to have, for the first time, if y'all are aware, an A district, which we're very proud of and pleased. That reflects not just one year, but many years of hard work from teachers and people, looking at that data, seeing where we had weaknesses, trying to, shore those up in both the curriculum that we use and certain staff that we use. And so it was an important, it was something we should be proud of. We're happy for our staff, for our students, for our school district. We hope we can do that again. But this year we were able to earn an A. We received a distinction in post-secondary readiness, which is, again, I think very important, because when you graduate, are you going to go to college? Are you going to go into the military? Are you going to go into a trade school? And to have an area of distinction shows that we're doing everything we can to try to make sure our students have options when they leave and they're prepared when they graduate. So, but that's the TAPER report I have. Are there any questions I might answer regarding that? We just need to close the meeting.
Okay. Motion to close our public meeting. Motion by Jason, second by Tammy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, do you, everybody get a chance to look over the consent agenda items? Get a motion to approve those.
Did
we call you, sir? Did I call you a Sanchez?
I have a quick question on that.
Well, it's right in this one.
The second page.
Oh, yep, it sure is.
On this groups part of the TAPR, is that like your special ed and your highs and lows? And,
yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's a thought. So, like, if there's one, out of first four out of three and they don't pass, it makes the number look bad.
Well, you can have one student that's in several subgroups.
That's what I'm
so, and that's where, like, one student failing in one area, which Tammy would be very familiar with, it can hit you, one student can hit you in three different subgroups.
So they can,
yeah, that's exactly right. And that can be very detrimental to your scores.
Frustrating, too.
The smaller your numbers, the more dramatic they are, because you just have
a
bigger impact.
Like your freshman class. Freshman
this year. Okay, can we get a motion to approve the consent agenda items with Clint's name change?
I'll make that motion.
Second by Clint, second by Trent. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed, motion carries. Okay, do we want to do it in order and go ahead and go into closed session?
Sure, that's totally up to the board. We can do it in order, or we can take care of the other action items, whatever y'all want to do.
Coach Harrison, I guess, is still on his way back.
He is trying to get back from the ball games, yes.
Does anybody have an opinion? You want to go in order and do the closed session and talk about the principals and the athletic director?
Are you going to go stick around for the rest of the night?
You want to leave? Why want to do y'all first?
Yeah.
Single bow wow and everybody involved in the. No?
No. Well, with it being recorded now.
If y'all don't want to go, we'll be on. Y'all can go home.
Works for me.
Okay.
Go in order.
We have a motion to go into.
Motion to go closed session.
Second. Motion by Clint, second by Sy. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.